Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Just prior to the All-Star break at AT&T Park in San Francisco, we had a chance to talk to a man who had a terrific first half out of the Giants bullpen, George Contos. But before we hear from George, let me tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. George, as you guys get to the All-Star break, tell us a little bit about your first half. It was a great first half for you. People are celebrating All-Stars, but did you allow yourself to kind of celebrate a little bit the first half that you've been able to have?
I don't know how much celebrating I did. The team, personally, I've been doing well, but the team's been a little bit hit or miss lately. But I'm just going out there and trying to keep my head straight and, do my job and attack hitters the way I've been doing it all season, and it's been working pretty well for me.
Yeah, and the bullpen has struggled a little bit lately. The whole team has. So tell us, what's the focus going into the second half of the year? What maybe are some of the issues that could be ironed out?
It's a long season, and you can't really get into these kind of panic mode situations. You're gonna have your ups and your downs in the season. You just gotta stay the course, keep your confidence up, and keep doing the little things right. And usually the small things that aren't going your way start going your way, and you start putting the win streak together, and that's how you build more confidence, and hopefully we can get some of that going here into the All-Star break.
Speaking of confidence, you've been really an effective reliever for the Giants for a few years now, but what's the difference this year? It just seems like you have more confidence and you're more effective here in the first half.
Yeah, I think I'm just a lot more of a well-rounded pitcher right now than I have been in years past. I started throwing a couple new looks at the hitters. I'm not, in my opinion, as predictable as I was before with the strictly fastball-slider combination. But most importantly, I'm feeling really good within my mechanics, and I'm pitching with some confidence and going out there and just challenging hitters and trying to keep the ball off the sweet spot of the bat, and it's been working out in my favor.
The other thing is, bouncing back and forth, major league, minor leagues. How much did that take its toll, whereas this year you're just in the Giants bullpen?
Yeah, it definitely did. It was one of those things where, as much as you tried not to think about it, you knew that an upcoming move was going to happen, and if you have options, you're always wondering if it was going to be you or, somebody else or what was going to happen. But, this year I was, coming into camp, and I knew that I had to fight for my spot in the team, and once I was on that opening day roster, not that it was a breath of fresh air, but I kind of just was able to cement myself down here and just kind of focus on the task at hand, which is going out there and doing my job and getting hitters out.
There have been injuries that have affected the lineup, certainly Hunter Pence being out, Nori Aoki, those were big. What about Jeremy Alfelt not being a part of the bullpen right now because of his shoulder? How has that affected things?
Jeremy's been a guy who's been cemented in this bullpen for a lot of years now, I think since 2009. His absence is definitely noticed in the bullpen, but we have Javi, who's doing a great job, and we had Osich, who's come up and really done well. He's really taking some of the burden off of Javi with Jeremy going down. So, he's definitely missed, and we're looking forward to having him back. But the guys who are here now that we have from the left side are really stepping up and doing a good job.
What do you say to a new kid like Osich, kind of hearkening back to when you first made it to the major leagues? What do you give him as far as advice for his first go-around?
When I was making my major league debut in Los Angeles against the Angels in 2011, Derek Jeter came up to me after the inning and he just said, "It's the same game as it is down there, just with more people in the stands. So just keep doing what you've been doing, and everything kind of falls into place." And he's right. You kind of build it up yourself in your head, and you put a little bit more pressure on yourself than you need to when you get under the lights and in front of all these people. But the game's the same. You still got to throw the ball. They still have to catch it, and the hitter still have to hit it.
How much did it mean to you to have a leader on the team, an iconic figure, really come up to you and say that?
Oh, it's something that I'll never forget. I literally remember it like it was yesterday. I went and sat down after my first inning of work. I went out there for a second, but in between innings, he came, sat next to me, just patted me on the back and gave me a little pep talk. And, that's just the kind of guy he was. He wanted everybody to feel comfortable, like they belonged. And, that's something that's definitely going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
We'll have more with Giants right-hander George Contos right after this. Giants fans are settling for nothing but the best these days, so if you're in the market for buying or selling real estate in San Francisco, you'll want the A-number-one real estate agent. Well, at McGuire Real Estate, the top producer is Robert Merriman, and I encourage you to give him a call at 415-351-4698 or check him out at robertmerriman.com. Robert Merriman is opening doors for buyers and sellers in the city, and his excellent service is never discounted. Whether you're a buyer or seller in San Francisco, you need a creative negotiator on your team. Robert Merriman at McGuire Real Estate is the man for the job. Contact Robert at 415-351-4698. That's 415-351-4698. Or robertmerriman.com. Let's go through the Giants All-Stars real quick. Madison Bumgarner, first of all, he's starting against Cole Hamels here on Friday night, but very deserving of being on the All-Star team. Again, what makes him so special in your opinion?
You know, Bum's a no-nonsense guy when he takes the mound. He's super laid back, and he's really great in the clubhouse, gets along with everybody, but when he takes that mound, he means business. And, you know, he's one of those guys who, you know, we depend on. We expect that every time he takes the mound, and I know he expects it, we expect him to go 7-8 innings and give us a chance to win this ball game. And, you know, not just him, but all of our starters. You know, everyone's done a tremendous job, and, you know, Bum's been the cemented ace of the group. But, you know, you got a guy like Chris Heston who came up kind of on a whim at the start of the season, not knowing what was going on, and he ends up throwing a no-hitter. He's been going 7-8 innings routinely, and he's really done a tremendous job on top of you know, Timmy having a great start, Huddy, and, you know, now we got Jake back. Everyone's been doing a great job.
There's a lot of depth there. Now, Buster Posey, another guy who's been to the All-Star game before, you get to throw to him. What is that like? What does he add as a catcher that maybe the average person doesn't know? We know about his batting average, all that, but what does he do as a catcher for you?
You know, he's just really good at leading the pitching staff. You know, he's a guy who he knows the hitters. He watches video, and it doesn't hurt that he's one of the better hitters in the game as well. So when he's behind the plate, you know, calling pitches and trying to get us to execute some pitches, he's thinking of it from a hitter standpoint, you know, what the hitter's expecting, what he would be expecting in situations like that. And, you know, it's really a luxury that we have a guy like Buster and a guy like Susak who's done a tremendous job behind the plate for us and with the bat. We have two guys who we really trust. All the pitchers trust them, and they do a great job for us.
More with Giants reliever George Contos after this. Today's interview is being sponsored by Toscolito Tire and Automotive. You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscolito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at 6 Bay Area locations near you. Toscolito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscolito Tire and Automotive with 4 Marin locations plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscolito, more than just a tire store.
Speaking of trust, anytime a ground ball is hit up the middle, there's a pretty good trust, I would think, that either Panic or Crawford is going to get it. Let's talk about Panic first. Watching him come up through the minor leagues, he was a steady type player, and he's just carried that into the major leagues. So does that surprise you at all? Is that pretty much what you expected?
You know, from the day I met Joey last year in Fresno to start the season, he has a very Derek Jeter-like mentality. He kind of doesn't say much, goes about his business, plays hard, knows the game, understands the game. He's just a very easy guy to root for, you know. And, you know, his approach at the plate, it's not a surprise that he's doing what he's doing with his approach. He doesn't try to do too much. He hits the ball where it's pitched. You know, he sees a lot of pitches in an at-bat and plays sound defense. He's a guy who's going to be around for a long time.
Brandon Crawford, he's spectacular to watch. I mean, for fans, media, anybody. What about as a pitcher, having him behind you? And also, tell us about what you think about his offensive production, because he's definitely stepped that up this year.
You know, there was a play in 2012, game one of the playoffs against Cincinnati here, where I came in with the bases loaded for Madison Bumgarner, and it was against Ryan Ludwig, and he hit a screaming ground ball, first pitch ground ball to the hole in between third and short, and Brandon got in front of the ball, fielded it, flipped it to second, and we turned a double play. And after that, I was like, that might have been one of the better plays I've ever seen. And the guy never ceases to amaze me. He, in my opinion, I don't think he gets quite the credit that he deserves, because he is, you know, in my opinion, the best defensive shortstop in the bigs.
Yeah, he should be a Gold Glover. Before I let you go, what are you going to do during the All-Star break?
I'm going to head home and get some R&R. You know, have a barbecue, sit in the backyard, you know, hang out with some friends and family, and, you know, recharge the batteries a little bit and get ready to hopefully pick up where I left off in the first half.
Will you watch the All-Star game or just get away from baseball completely?
I won't watch the home run review, but I'll watch the All-Star game. You know, we got four guys going, so hopefully I'll get to root on my teammates, and hopefully they'll do a good job and bring the NL home field advantage for the World Series.
George, thanks so much for the time. Congrats on a great first half, and go get them in the second half.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Giants right-hander George Kontos. Join us again on Wednesday. John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle will be our guest as he comes back from Cincinnati and the All-Star game. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.